Ramblin' Ray.
WLS, you make it to a Friday. The clouds are moving in downtown. We are going to get hammered by rain, but nothing like what they're dealing with in Hawaii. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk with Jimmy Roop about all the rain that's going on out there. A lot of rain going on in the Hawaii Islands. If you're a fan of Jay Cutler and his wife, I don't know how many people are, but you got news on that front. And our Paws Pet of the Week comes up this morning at 7:50. We'll talk with Sarah from Paws. For the Molly Tibbetts family, I wish right now that, whether it's the right or the left, stop using this as a political ploy to gain votes for your side. It makes me sick about some of the things that are getting done as far as, somebody lost their kid, for the love of God.
Right.
And no matter, because let's face it, the right's going to use it for immigration. The left is going to use it to get Hispanic votes, and just stop. Let a family grieve. What's going on there is it's just not right. And it's too much. And at the end of the day, there's a family that doesn't have their daughter, and it's sad.
Now, I was talking about this as you drove around the neighborhood and you saw some of the damaging effects from this storm. It really wasn't a snowstorm. It was more like a 13-inch ice storm. We're still cleaning up after it. So, ComEd, you get a little wiggle room.
So you're sticking up for not only the deep state this morning, but for big government and big corporations.
And I'm sticking up for child-friendly tear gas.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
No, it was pumpkin spice tear gas. It was fine.
The anti-violence people made no bones about it. They are going to bring discomfort to the North Side.
Does that mean the Cubs are going to start playing like the Sox?
Well, we live in a culture of complaint, Ray. And thank goodness, otherwise talk radio will be out of business.
Thank you to complaints, frivolous lawsuits, and President Trump.
Police tactics have to evolve, Ray. And it used to be if you were speeding through a small town in Indiana or Illinois or my home state of Michigan, and you got pulled over by the big old cop,
you're done.
Well, you'd either spend a little time washing the police cars.
Washing the police cars? Did you grow up in the 40s? Huh? Were you in Mayberry?
I used to work with a guy who all morning long would be on his app and sending photos of a compromising nature to potential dates.
Tinder. It's just a dating app.
It's a hookup app.
Every dating site is a hookup app. I mean, come on. You can't go to a Chick-fil-A during Pride Month?
During Pride Month.
Why do we even have Pride Month? Can't we all just be regular, everyday American people?
I remember the good old days when all the fish had to worry about when my dad and I were fishing in northern Michigan was just sticks of dynamite.
See, that's the difference between you and me. I go catching, you go fishing.
You gonna talk?
You gonna fish?
Or you gonna fish?